Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back to Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music, and this next song is for those of us who like to praise the Lord. Yes, get your dancing shoes on and dance in advance. This is the latest from Tony Tidwell. I just told you, dance in advance. Turn your radios up because this is Real Gospel. Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am honored to have one of gospel's, I don't want to say he is a best kept secret, but if you are inside the gospel music industry, you know full well who Tony Tidwell is. I don't even know how to begin. Let me start by saying in May 13th, 1996, I've Got a Testimony was the number one song of the week, and it was on the Gospel Billboard chart for 64 weeks. Billboard chart nominated him. He's a six-time Stella Award in different categories. Best Album of the Year. Best Gospel Album of the Year. Grammy nominated for Traditional Gospel Record of the Year. Gospel Music nomination for Traditional Gospel Record of the Year. Again, People's Community Church in Silver Springs, Maryland. And you performed in a play entitled I've Got a Testimony. Did I get that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's an honor to have you on Real Gospel, Tony.
Thank you, man. Thank you for inviting me. It's always a blessing when radio and people like you can consider having me, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, wow. You know, your song, Dance in Advance, that is such a uplifting, motivating, just want to get your shout on. If you are going through something and maybe it's just one of those songs to get you moving, man. My Lord.
Wow. Wow. Well, man, I'm glad you like it. It's a faith song. The Lord gave me the song because I grew up in the church. Just watching the church, I love to see the church dance.
Yeah.
I love to see the saints dance.
Yeah.
And there's power in the dance. There's strength in the dance. And so the Lord gave me the song to dance in advance. It's a prophetic song where sometimes we wait for the manifestation and then we praise God. But how many can praise God before your car get healed, before your healing gets here? And God is moved off our faith. So can we dance in advance? Because we know things are going to happen. And so that's my vision for the song, for the saints to just start dancing in faith, knowing that God's going to work it out.
Amen. Now, for someone who just found Christ yesterday, they're a new convert to Christ, and they don't know a whole lot about gospel music. They don't know a whole lot about some of the people who are behind the music. Tell them who you are. Who is Tony Tidwell? You know, how did you grow up? When did you first find the Lord? What's your story?
Man, my story was I always grew up in church, parents in church. My family is a church-oriented family, so the Bible says, in all your ways, acknowledge God, and he'll direct your path. And then he also says, train up a child in the way it should go, and he will not depart from it. So I'm just a product of that scripture, growing up in church. My mother, the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. So mom used to whoop us, but she did it in love, and she did it in care, and she brought us to church. She didn't just drop us off. And so, man, I'm just a product of that. You know what I'm saying? And so God kept me and, grew up in the Word, stayed with God, stayed in prayer, and surrounded myself as I got older around people who cared about me and who were deeper in the Lord than I was. And so that kind of just kept me rooted and grounded in God. And so to this day, I'm still with the church and I love the Lord. Grew up on the south side of Chicago, was raised and born in the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. Reverend Clay Evans was my pastor at that moment. He trained me, he Christianed me, he cared for me, he loved me. So I'll never forget Reverend Clay Evans. And then he gave me the opportunity to write that song, I Got a Testimony, for the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. And so that, man, I'm so grateful for that. And then, of course, as life went on, I got my own ministry, started playing the drums, and then left the drums and went into piano and producing. And from there, here we are with Dance in Advance.
Amen. Let me ask you a question. You mentioned that you surrounded yourself around, good people, the right people, as you got older. How does one do that? If there's someone listening right now and they're trying to make better decisions in the company that they're keeping, what do you say to them?
I would tell them to look. I mean, when you look at people, you know what's right and you know what's wrong. And so I would say find some people in your life, or even if you don't have a relationship with them, watch them, watch their attitude, watch how they treat life, watch the surroundings they keep, and gravitate towards them, and look to focused in the direction that they're focusing in so that you can become better. My father always told me, if you want to be around great people, surround yourself with people who are great. You want to be around people who ain't doing nothing, surround yourself around those people. So find somebody who's doing something in life. Find somebody who has a connection with God. Go after that.
Wow. I like that. I like that. I believe that helped a multitude of people on this day. You mentioned that the great Clay Evans was your mentor, friend, and pastor. What was that like? I mean, I know to the rest of us, because he is a great pastor and great has a great voice that we love and gospel music to this day. So what was that like?
Oh man, it was one of the greatest. The greatest experiences in the world to be up under his leadership. A man with such integrity. He wasn't caught up on denomination. He fellowshiped with pretty much everybody. He still kept his beliefs and views, but he didn't let that separate him from fellowshipping. And a lot of times we have people who are just caught up in their denomination and just look at everybody as being wrong and rewrite. He taught me how to be a leader and love everybody. And he has one of the greatest hearts that I've ever felt, ever seen. Pastor Evans is a great man. The experience at Fellowship, just growing up there, watching him lead, watching him teach, I mean, it could get no better than that. I mean, he was just a great icon to America. And I thank God for leading my parents that way. And after them being there for a certain amount of time, then I was born, of course, and I grew up in the same ministry with Reverend Evans. So, I mean, it's a wonderful experience, man, being a product of Fellowship.
Amen. So, yeah. So those are some names that you all who are listening, if you're not familiar with them, Google them. Prolific man, prolific voice. So how did you end up with writing music and doing it at a level where you, how did you get your first record deal? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. How did that happen?
Well, after I wrote, I got a testimony. The record company that signed Reverend Evans signed me. And so, I grew up under my cousins, my mentors, Gerald and Percy Gray. And so they really helped me, especially Percy. Percy was my mentor with producing and writing. Gerald was my mentor on the music side, the band side. But he trained me. Percy trained me, taught me how to write songs, taught me how to be effective in my craft. And so from that, I started writing songs, and then I did my own record with my own choir. I had a choir called Righteous Living. We did a recording 2001, and that was my first live recording with my own group. But before then, I was always writing songs for different artists, Chicago Mass, Joshua True, Albertina Walker, different artists before I started doing my own thing. And so that's how it started.
Wow, and doors, God's been opening doors for you ever since. Because I know one of your sayings, I think, is one of your favorites, the Proverbs 18:16, which declares that a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Would you say that's been the story of your life thus far?
Oh man, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, sometimes we look for connections and try to find connections, but your gift will bring connections to you. And so I just tell people all the time, stay faithful to your gift. Stay faithful to your gift. If you stay faithful to your gift, work on your gift. Amen. Pray after you write songs, and pray before you practice to play the piano. And just work on your gift, and your gift will bring you before great men.
Right, right. So what can we expect from the CD project? Any guest appearances? What can we expect from it?
Man, it's a nice, encouraging CD. no guest appearances. It's just pretty much me and my ministry. Y'all can expect some great, good gospel music, encouraging songs, songs for the church, songs for the saints, songs for the brokenhearted, songs for those who are sick, songs for those who are going through in their minds and in their spirits. So I'm just praying, and my prayer has been, Lord, give me songs for everybody. And so I believe he has done that. Amen. So that's what they can expect.
Did you write all of the material? Is anyone that, that can
I wrote most of them, not all of them. I have a few other songwriters, but most of them I wrote pretty much.
Okay.
And Dance in Vance, of course, I wrote. But most of the songs will be written by me. And then, again, there's going to be a few, about three or four songs written by other people.
Okay. Is there anybody coming up in the future that you want to work with that you haven't worked with? Because I'm, you know, you've been around everybody.
Man, you know, Kirk Franklin is one of my favorite. I would love to work with him.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And that would be something to behold.
He's got to be at the top of my list. He's just an all-around great guy. And then when it comes to just writing, producing, he can do it all to me. Mm-hmm. Some people can just do certain areas, but he can do it all, from the family, from God's property, from the group he has now. He just, to me, he can just do it all. So I would love to work with Kirk Franklin, or just go in the studio and sit with him and just watch him or do something.
Yeah, that would be a great collaboration, because both of you all have tremendous gifts, and there's just no telling what would happen if the two of you were in a studio working. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man, I'd probably be like a kid in a candy store.
Yep. So any acting coming up for you in the future?
No acting. I mean, if that door open, I definitely will walk in it, but no acting as I know of.
What about writing some music for some plays? You know, Tyler Perry, you know, he's...
Yeah, I would love to do that. I would love to write a movie. That's been one of my... actually, Whoopi Goldberg did a stage play and featured my song, I Got a Testimony. I don't think it made it to the movie screens, but in the future, if that door opens, I would love to write songs for movies and plays and things like that, especially Tyler Perry play.
Yeah, that's awesome as well. So I see those things coming your way. I really do.
Yeah.
I really, amen, really
I
do.
Receive it.
Yeah, amen, in the name of Jesus. So my brother Tony, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to enlighten us and talk to us about your life and your career. And I do believe that a multiplicity of people have been blessed and touched and moved by hearing your words, your encouraging words, just like they hear when they hear your music. So how can the listeners find out more information about you and your ministry?
Man, they just go to Facebook. Tell them to go to Facebook and look up Tony Chitwell, an Uncommon Favor, and there's a link on it. They can click, and they can email us. They can tell us what's on their mind. If they want to book us, they can book us. We would love for them to call, and we would love to come.
All right. Now, where are you currently living now? Are you still in Chicago?
I'm still in Chicago on the South Side.
Okay, South Side. And so
Give
a shout out to your church and the service times in case someone listening is going to frequent Chicago in the future, or they're there now and may want to drop in.
Oh, please be my special guest. My church would love to see him. My pastor, Pastor Edwin Walker. The name of my church is Friendly Temple Church of God in Christ. The address is 7745 South State Street. Service times at 11 o'clock. That's the Sunday morning service. And our night evening service is at 5 p.m. Our Wednesday night Bible study is at 8 p.m. And if you're ever in Chicago, reach out to me on Facebook. And I would love to meet you at my home church. Temple Church of God in Christ.
Friendly Temple Church of God in Christ in the South Side of Chicago. Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tony, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel, my friend.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, man. Keep me in your prayers, and tell everybody to go get that single, Dance in Advance. Download it. It's on all the digital outlets, and I will definitely appreciate it.
Amen.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.